ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। अष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 17, text number 36 and 37. Can somebody read the translation purport in Hindi so that at least people know what you were talking about? Read the translation.
हरे कृष्ण। श्रीमद् भागवतम स्कंद 6 अध्याय 17 श्लोक संख्या 37।
दोनों का 36 37।
अनुवाद। परम भक्त चित्रकेतु इतना शक्तिमान था, यदि चाहता तो उलट कर बदले में माता पार्वती को शाप दे देता, किंतु ऐसा ना करके उनकी पत्नी के सम्मुख अपना शीर झुकाया। इसे वैष्णव का आदर्श आचरण समझना चाहिए। तात्पर्य, भगवान शिव द्वारा सूचित किए जाने पर माता पार्वती जान सकी कि चित्रकेतु को शाप देकर उन्होंने त्रुटि की है। चित्रकेतु का चरित्र इतना महान था कि पार्वती द्वारा शापित होने पर भी वह अपने विमान से उतरा और शाप को अंगीकार करके माता के समक्ष अपना शीर टेका। इसका उल्लेख पहले ही किया जा चुका है। नारायण परा सर्वे ना कुतश्चन विभ्यति। चित्रकेतु ने खेल खेल में माता के शाप को इसलिए स्वीकार कर लिया जिससे वह प्रसन्न हो जाएं। यही साधु का लक्षण है। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने कहा है, त्रिनाड अपि सुनिश्चयना तरोर अपि सहिष्णुना। भक्त को अत्यंत विनम्र होना चाहिए और बड़ों का सम्मान करना चाहिए। श्री भगवान द्वारा रक्षित होने से भक्त परम शक्तिमान होता है, किंतु वह अपनी शक्ति का वृथा प्रदर्शन नहीं करता। किंतु यदि अल्प ज्ञानी पुरुष को थोड़ी भी शक्ति प्राप्त हो जाती है तो वह उसका उपयोग इंद्र तृप्ति के लिए करना चाहता है। भक्त का आचरण ऐसा नहीं होता।
So we have heard this story so many times. It's not the first time we are listening to this story. What does it mean to be a Vaishnava? Parvati is Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu, Lord Shiva's wife and sister of Lord Vishnu. Vaishnava actually means just like Vishnu. The word Vaishnava means just like Vishnu. So a Vaishnava is a representative of Vishnu. So how do Vaishnavas deal with each other? If they are all like Vishnu, how do they deal with each other? It's a high society. What? It's a high society. Even though Vaishnavas considered themselves very low. The problem is we are trying to understand, welcome Krishna Raya Prabhu. That is the direction. प्रॉब्लम इज वी आर ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड भागवतम फ्रॉम द रॉन्ग एंड. वी आर इन कंडीशन स्टेट एंड वी आर ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड समथिंग विच इज टोटली ट्रांसेंडेंट. दैट इज वाई यू हैव सो मेनी क्वेश्चन एंड प्रॉब्लम्स एंड चैलेंज. नॉट ओनली वी आर इन कंडीशन स्टेट, फॉर अ वाइल अवर हेड इज लिफ्टेड फ्रॉम दैट ड्यूरिंग भागवतम क्लास, देन इट पुट बैक इन टू द वाटर. When hearing Bhagavatam, we wake up a little bit. Then after the Bhagavatam class is over, you are back in there. Maya jar. You can see, there are many interesting things about it. Somebody had some grudge against Indra, so they wanted to kill him. So they wanted to do a sacrifice to get a demon to kill him. I don't know why a devotee cannot kill Indra, why a demon has to kill him. And it seems that actually Mithasura is not a demon. So there's a lot of masala in the story. So Chitraketu was so cool. It's always better to be careful when ladies are around in our behavior. So Chitraketu took a little liberty and his friendship with Lord Shiva became more prominent than Shakti and Shiva Tattva. That also shows that even if you are equals, we should not be over friendly, we should be more respectful. Sometimes we become over friendly also. But then Chitraketu was cool enough to be graceful, to give proper respect to Parvati. That is how women ought to be treated. They are never at fault. Women ought to be treated like that. They are never at fault. Children, women, old men, and king and cow. They are never at fault. They cannot be punished. So, the story is quite simple. That means things can go wrong or they can appear to go wrong even in Vaishnava society. So we may not quite understand whether it is appearing to be wrong or it is really wrong. Like Parikshit putting the snake around Samyak Rishi, he regrets afterwards. So Parikshit was at fault or not? The Vitasura story is being told to Parikshit. So Parikshit must have a flashback. Oh, I also did something like that. Must be thinking like Chitraketu, you know, having joking words with. So Parikshit, did he do sportingly? Did Parikshit put the snake around Samyak Rishi sportingly? Like Chitraketu sportingly. So even if he did sportingly, he was more sporting when he excused that boy. See, children are not at fault. So only reason, Samyak Rishi says, only reason the Brahmin boy is not to be punished is because he is a minor. Now, currently there is a debate. As usual in mundane world, people never have clear understanding. Now there is a debate. Adult is above 16 or above 18? an adult person is above 16 or above 18. According to Shastra, what is the age when one is no more a minor? No more a minor. According to Shastra, 14. When a person is 14, he is no more a minor. Shastra, according to Shastra. But of course, it doesn't mean if a woman is above 14, 16, 18 or 21, she's an adult. No. She's not an adult. Why? She has special insurance policy. She always has the premium only for a minor. She doesn't have to pay more. That means she has to be respected and honored even if she is grown up. Similar protection as given to children should be offered to women. It is not a question of considered less. Actually, they are considered more. They are under Z category protection. What? They are under 24 hours. People are paying so much for security and women get it free. They get it free, they don't pay for it. Others have to pay for it. You have to surrender to your guru if you want protection. Prabhupada says, if you don't surrender, I can't do anything. But for women, it's not like that. Even if they are not surrendered, you have to surrender to them and protect them. See, here, Chitraketu is doing that. You see, his friendliness with Lord Shiva has turned into respect for Lord Parvati. His liberty with Lord Shiva has given him the opportunity to show extreme humility and honor to Parvati. This is called graceful society. So Parvati is not at fault because Chitraketu said, yes, I deserve it. So she is not at fault. How nice. And Parikshit said, yes, I deserve to be cursed by the Brahmin boy because I did something wrong. So why these things happen? These things happen because how to be a Vaishnava, a perfect Vaishnava, when you are not at fault? This is demonstration. How to be a perfect Vaishnava when you are at not fault? There is no need for advocates and courts. No need to slander, vilification. You know, so many court cases are going on to protect one's honor. If I have to protect my honor, then it's not worth protecting. I have to behave in such a way that honor is only Kshatriyas at the extreme conditions, they can do something to protect the honor. A Brahmana never worries about protecting his honor. A Vaishya is more worried about protecting his wealth and profit than his honor. Only a Kshatriya is so much concerned because he represents, just like spiritual master represents Krishna, the king also represents Krishna. So, common wars are not based on this culture. A king also has to, just like spiritual master represents Krishna and takes all the honor and respect and worship to Krishna. Similarly, king also, he collects the tax money, not for his sense gratification. He has the honor, respect, not for himself, The king also has to pass it on to the Lord. Similarly, elders, in our current society, we have secular idealism. It is like saying there is allopathy, homeopathy, Ayurveda, and Unani, and whatever else type of naturopathy. Oh, it's too confusing. It's too confusing. And everybody is claiming this system is better. So better I don't take treatment of any system. What? Though I'm suffering, I'm sick, I have no time to analyze all these different systems and which system of treatment I should take. It's too confusing. It's too difficult. I better remain with the disease only. I remain with the. This is what the government says. Oh, there are too many people claiming they only have the way, they only know how to become, you know, how to worship God, and they only know what is religion. And in government, we are too busy, we have no time to analyze all these things. So better we remain without God. Better we remain without. So if you look carefully, if you remain without God, because God is the person who gives law, dharmam saksha bhagavat pranitam. That means a godless society is equal to lawless society. What? A godless society is equal to? And that's what we have, lawless society. And if there is no law in the society, that means there is no head, there is no brain. Then it becomes brainless society. So secularism means people should have no brains. Secularism means people should have. And it's happening. Manda Sumanda. Sumanda means thoroughly brainless. Especially brainless. Anda Sumanda Matayo. So, what does it actually mean we should follow Shastra? Why is it that? Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam. Why is that? So, let us come back to our so-called normal society. What? Spiritual society is abnormal society. So let's come to the normal society. So normal society is what? Normal society is Mera Bharat Mahan, Government of India, Constitution. Now how did we get the Constitution, Samvidhan? They have no Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So who gave us the Constitution? How it happened? One by one, British. There was just before, when it was agreed the British will pull out, there was something called the Constituent Assembly. That means they formed a group of people like Prabhupada formed the GBC. Of course, Prabhupada formed it much later, after he incorporated ISKCON, almost like seven years later. So before, or just around the time of independence, so they are called the Founding Fathers. What? They are called the? But they fought with each other. Especially Ambedkar, Nehru and Patel. They couldn't agree with each other. So which Mahajan you want to follow? दे आर द एक्चुअल भारत भाग्य विधाता. सो वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई देर इज सच अ मेस इन इंडिया. When India is supposed to guide the world, why there is such a mess in India? Patel, Ambedkar and Nehru, they just couldn't tolerate each other. What to speak of other people? So they may. The constitution has, like Vedas has Samhitas, Brahmanas, Upanishads, Puranas. The constitution has different sections. There is something called directory principles. Some, it is like our four regulative principles. So, there is, apart from that, there is the different organizations within the constitution. Like judiciary, legislative, and the government, executive. There are different parts of it. And they were drafting something for the whole of the country with so many different languages and culture and, you know, desires. And they thought they were doing a good job, but they also had a section in which through the court, through the parliament, and through the president, you can change the constitution. The court can decide this constitution law is against public policy. So court can also change the constitution. In some cases it so happens the court changes. So especially the government and the people, something like that. There are cases like that, lawyers will. So the court can change the constitution and the president can change the constitution and parliament also can change the constitution. So they are called amendments. And that is the whole business that is going on. So after 20-25 years, the old constitution will thoroughly gone because of so many changes made. Just like we say in Dwapara, this is the dharma, you know, in Treta is the dharma, Kali is the dharma. So it changes. So the point is, they decided to go secular. So it means no God in our business. Government should not think about God. Then who are the masters? Uneducated. Aam Aadmi. What? He is the master. So, if Aam Aadmi has no qualification, to be Aam Aadmi, you should not have any qualification. So the country is to run by, practically speaking, unqualified, uneducated, untrained. So they thought this is the glory of having a democratic government. But the Shastra is totally opposite. The Shastra says the public has no independent behavior at any time. Even in America, the country, you know, the land of the brave and home of the free, slaves and women had no voting in America. Slaves had no vote, women had no vote. So it's very controversial. Who has what right? Why women have no vote? Because they are the better half. They don't have vote. That means men are supposed to take care of the affairs, especially public affairs. And slaves, what they have to vote for. In Britain, they have House of Commons and House of Lords. Like, we have borrowed a little from that, but not everything. But we have got that, Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. So it's a very complicated thing, but the problem is no matter how many other things you make, because you say there is no God, so that means you don't have to follow anybody for sure. There's no necessity to actually follow the law, because you can go to court. You can become an MP. They say, please switch off the record. They say recently somebody came to some position so that he cannot be asked to come to court because of his position. The court cannot summon him because he knows too many things. If he's called to court, he has to admit what happened in the government. So make him, give him that position where the court cannot summon him. They call that Satyameva Jayate. Age of quarrel and disagreement. So in Vaishnava society, that doesn't exist. There is no quarrel, there is no disagreement. If it ever happens, like four Kumaras going into Vaikuntha, and the Vishnu Dut not allowing, that is because there has to be some breaking news. Even in spiritual world, there has to be some. So that was one of those breaking news situation when the four Kumaras went and the Vishnu Dutta stopped. So it was recorded. When Parikshit put the snake around Swami Krishna, that was another breaking news. The whole media was there. When Bhishma was about to instruct Yudhishthira, that was really a world-shaking event. From all over the universe people came. That was another breaking news. There's plenty of breaking news. This one is that, another breaking news. The way Vritasura, it's even Hollywood cannot think of something like that. If you see the description of Vritasura, and they try to do so many, you know, dinosaur stories and Jaws and so many stories they try to concoct. You know, in one of the rasas is ghastliness. What? Vritasura was like that. Ghastliness. I'm glad I didn't have to say him. He says, even Indra didn't know what was in front of him. So, the fine point is, for us all these things will remain only a story and not reality. Because we are too much caught up in this, our own social, secular, democratic, republic affairs. So, a society run by the mass, without any qualification. The majority of the people, they only think how to fill up the stomach for today. And even if they have education, how to fill up the stomach of my child 20 years from now. Even though the government is supposed to be run by the people, foreign direct investment, government does not know what it is. FDA, even I don't know, even though I studied economics. What does it mean? Bringing the retail trade into India, what does it mean? I don't know. Nobody knows what is going on in this world except few demons. And why I'm telling all these things, how it is connected to Bhagavatam? We have no faith. Actually, such a thing happened between Parvati and Chitraketu, between Pitasura and Indra. We actually don't believe it. You would readily believe what is in Crimes of India. What? What is in? And Sindhi and Express. Right? It's occupying all our consciousness. When, how are we going to chant the holy name with great faith? Without any faith in the Shastra? How are we going to chant the holy name with great faith, with no faith in Guru? How are we going to chant the holy name with no faith in sadhus? You check. If you are shaky on any one of these things, naturally you will be shaky in chanting. And the whole idea of my country, my currency, my language, it's so narrow. Now it is a global economy. People are moving from one country to another country at the drop of the hat. For education, marriage, job, what have you. People are moving one country to another country like crazy. What does it mean to say my country? It's like if I say, actually, you know, I have no desire to have, you know, Mahaprabhu said nadanam. 99% I follow that. Because I have no desire to accumulate dollar, pound, euro, franc, marks, only little rupees. That's a lot of vairagya. I have no desire to accumulate dollar, franc, mark, you know, euro, pounds. I'm doing good. Somebody to tell Lord Chaitanya, they should tell. But you know, there's no desire to accumulate all these things. Only 150, 60 lakhs in my account, in rupees. What is that? That's nothing. It's too shallow an argument, saying that I have given up everything. Even Prabhupada used this example. If you stand in front of the Reserve Bank of India and you tell everybody loudly, you know the building behind me? It has so much gold. It has so much money. But I'm making a vow. I don't want to touch anything here. I just, you know, renounce all this gold and money. I renounce all this. It's not yours to renounce. So Vaishnavas don't renounce. They only announce it is all Krishna's. Ishavashyamudam sarva. And they go tax free. If you say it's mine, you have to pay tax. If you say it's Krishna's, the government gives you chut. And you're not in anxiety, worried. The point is, we have to, before we can go to Goloka, we have to leave this loka. You can't go to Goloka if any of your attachments are here. What is the meaning of I want to go to back home, back to Godhead? What does it mean? What does that mean? You can't have any attachment here. Dhritarashtra, amazing. He came, he landed, he paid obeisances, and told Mother Parvati. He was totally detached. And he knew he had to become a demon. I think he was pretty cool. And when he actually became Dhritarashtra, when Indra was hesitating to fight and kill, he said, come on, go ahead. So that is the society where there is no quarrel and disagreement. Quarrel and disagreement is based on what? Ahamma maybe. So material creation from beginning to end is without substance. Material creation is no substance. I'll put it this way. In the spiritual world, there are no problems. Even in this story between Parvati and Chitraketu, actually there's no problem because Parvati cursed, Chitraketu said, thank you, madam. There's no quarrel and disagreement. Brahmana Bhai cursed and Parikshit accepted. No problem. So in the spiritual world there are no problems, and in the material world there are no solutions. In the material world, education is not a solution, marriage is not a solution, retirement is not a solution, even death is not a solution. Even? So in the spiritual world there are no problems. In the material world there are no. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Prabhupada said even about ISKCON, he said, you see how transcendental Prabhupada is. Resolutions, revolutions, dissolutions, but no solution. He said about ISKCON. Resolutions. So many meetings and so many resolutions. Revolutions. We don't want it. Keno. Murdabad. Dissolutions. But no solution. That is material life, no solution. And spiritual life? No problems. What? So this Nadanam Najanam Na Sundarim Kavitam Va, I recently saw that on a t-shirt, but not in that same wording. What? It was for, made for corporate megapolis. On the t-shirt it says, in short, says I have, but I have it is not written. I have it is not written. It's written only. I have no job. Simply it says no job. What? So then logically what follows? That means I have no money. No job, no money. Therefore, no girlfriend. And the conclusion is no problems. Such an elegant way of saying how to get liberated. Such an elegant way of saying. Brevity is the soul of wit. नो जॉब, नो मनी, नो गर्लफ्रेंड, नो प्रॉब्लम. Then what people are doing? They are all looking for job. They are competing for more and more money. Griha kshetra suta aptavitte janasya mohoyam aham maneti. To understand spiritual life, we have to reject material reasons. With material reasons, see, our life is meant for purifying. Spiritual life means purifying, material life means justifying. Spiritual life means purity, material life means justification. Purify, spiritual. Justify, material. Prabhu, why you cannot? You know I am a grahastha. You know I am a brahmachari. You know I am this. You know I am that. Why I can't? So, cheto darpana manjanam means we have to give up the idea, the very idea of our body. Vritasura is so cool. He didn't care whether he had a demon's body or we had Chitraketa's body. See, when he laughed at Lord Shiva also told something to him. You know what he told Chitraketa? Chitraketa had been to, he became the king of, Vidya, Vidyadhar Loka. It was famous for beauty models. All Miss Universes were put in that point. So Lord Shiva said, I know where are you coming from. You are coming to Vidyadhara planet. He was carrying some impressions of that. So when he saw Lord Shiva, he said, oh Lord Shiva, you are also like me. So these are private jokes, not meant for family. But Parvati couldn't understand that. But the fact is that a devotee never considers, even if opulence and enjoyment comes, he never considers it is for him. Similarly, if trouble and difficult times come, he doesn't worry about it. Only from that point of view the shastra becomes meaningful. Asatyare satya korimani. Opposite is satyare asatya korimani. Shastra is satya. Satyare asatya korimani. Material life is asatya. Asatya. Samsara vasana mora kabetu chamomi. So, to understand Lord Krishna and Krishna's life and his activities, it's not ordinary Saddha that will help us. Ordinary Saddha will not. Many people come to the temple. They do something here. So, what to do? That's not good. See, actually, even though the Constitution of India goes by election and majority, actually, it's a funny thing is, even a person who wins हुज पार्टी विन्स एंड फॉर्म्स अ गवर्नमेंट, इफ यू गेट लाइक 46% ऑफ द पोल्ड वोट्स, इफ 100 आउट ऑफ 1000 पीपल 100 पीपल वोट, आउट ऑफ 1000 पीपल 100 पीपल वोट, अमंग द 100 पीपल इफ यू गेट 46, समटाइम्स इवन लेस, वन पार्टी इफ इट गेट्स सब्जेक्ट टू सर्टन टेरिटोरियल यू नो कॉम्बिनेशन, इवन इफ यू गेट 46 और इवन लेस, द अदर वोट्स आर गोइंग स्प्लिट इन टू अदर पार्टीज, दे ऑल लूज बट कलेक्टिवली दे आर मोर वोट्स, सो इफ यू हैव 46 दे हैव 54, बट बिकॉज दे आर डिवाइडेड इंटू डिफरेंट पार्टीज and different areas, so your 46 carries you through. So how you can say it is a government by majority? Huh? It's not majority at all. So you survived because other people's vote get diversified. The vote went to different parties. You can see it's. So they were saying democracy is the best form of government, but the rules are for fools. The rules are for the this you know, one of the four defects, cheating, that is the monopoly of the government. Others are there, you know, imperfect senses, illusion, counting mistakes. How? There was an article in a magazine saying that if you have currency note, 100, 500, you can open it and take it out and see. I promise to pay the bearer the sum of such and such. And the person, that's the signature of a person, because he says, I promise. Right? So whenever you get a 100 rupee note, whenever you get a 500 rupee note, you are supposed to know who has promised. What? Only because of the word I promise, it is supposed to have value. Otherwise it's paper. What? Currency note is only glorified paper. So I promise to pay the bearer. Who has promised? Huh? So you know him? Neither he knows you, nor you know him, and that's the promise. You don't know him and he doesn't know you. And it's a promise. Nice, no? And what they did, this is so useless arrangement. On that, what they did, they removed two words. Initially it said, I promise to pay the bearer the sum, something, something, on demand. That means you can go in the middle of the night and knock on the RBI governor's house and say, what did you promise me? You pay that. What did he promise? Huh? What is the promise? No, what does it mean? The sum means what? Value of 100 rupee. What is that? What value? Gold. Now if you give a 100 rupee note and ask for gold, you can't even see it. If you take it and if you breathe, it will fly away. And they removed, they were so worried. by this word on demand. Because they don't, even on a good day, they don't have enough gold. What is become a bad day? So they removed this word on demand. But did they ask the people, should we remove it? Did they ask you? So this is modern economics. It's thoroughly hopeless, Prabhu. It's thoroughly hopeless. You better chant your rounds nicely. We are in too much illusion. Too much. This is only one of the many leelas of the government. The other leela is they allow people to open 2 engineering colleges in 1 kilometer. 2 engineering colleges in? Now engineering colleges are on sale. Colleges are on sale now. There's a board. Because the two demand and supply. There are too many engineering colleges too. So many people come and now they have 2 kind of engineers graduating. Employable and unemployable engineers. And you know whoever joins our IYF, they come from unemployable engineers. We are the leader of them here. So long live unemployment. So the government is doing us a favor. So if you get employed, that scenario is another funny thing. So you come to Bangalore city. I asked, why did you come to Bangalore city? He said, to earn my bread and butter. I said, what about jam? So the jam is free. I don't know why in Bhagavatam this hell is never mentioned. I think we need an update on Bhagavatam now. Amazing. And it's true, the conditioning is so powerful, so powerful. It is said that one fellow went to an astrologer. He had a very tight situation, very difficult situation. And the astrologer cried and said, I have such a bad time. Please tell me when I will get out of this mess. I can't take it anymore. The astrologer read all the calculations. It's going to be like this for 2 more years. Huh? At the same time, he was very happy. It's like Mahaprabhu's curse. You cannot come to me for 1,000,000 lifetimes. Oh, then he said, oh, after 2 years, I'll be all right. I said, no, you will get used to this situation. After 2 years, you won't think, because there are much more problems coming. More problems coming. So you'll get used to it. This is what is city life. So Prabhupada wanted to have simplicity. Simple living. What? Not simplicity living. What? Simplicity living. So Varnashram Dharma, if Varnashram Dharma is impractical and we cannot follow it, Goloka is not the place for you. Because there is only cows and cowherd boys and cowherd girls. What you will do there? It is 101% Varnashram there. Krishna also has traffic jam, you know that? The cows and calves come and surround him, he can't move. That is Krishna's lifestyle. So if you want to, actually if you feel you want to go back home, back to Godhead, to Goloka, you better think again. You may not want to go. The atmosphere there may not be healthy for you. Krishna has the most simple life. Very simple. Sometimes, you know, on Rath Yatra day, we put on Jagannath a garland of 20 rupee notes. What? Right? People offer garland of 20 rupee notes to Jagannath. So ridiculous. If you put 500 rupees notes, still it is ridiculous, because you know that promise. Galadesi Vanamala, fresh forest flower. Krishna has pure water, pure air. I used to say we should change the spelling of ecology. What? You should add a W. ECOWLOGY. Ecology. Automatically, no pollution. If everything is based on, you see, the fuel means what comes from the cow. Amazing, no? You see, the cow dung is fuel to light the fire. The ghee is fuel for Vaishnavaro, what is that? Pachamyannam Chaturvidam? Aham Vaishvanar, what is that? So ghee is the fuel here that comes from the cow. And the cow dung is fuel to cook your food. Perfect economic resource. Even if you do not accept the holiness of the cow. Common sense wise, cow and bull, they are the perfect economic resource. Even if you don't want to have Krishna. No pollution, no tension, no headaches. See, once Prabhupada said, no city living. And he said, no banking, no franking. What? No banking, no franking, he said like that. No city. Then one disciple told Prabhupada, but you built so many temples in the city. That may be, for the time being, that may be. Prabhupada says like that. That may be. What bank? We have no money. What bank? That means he wanted self-sufficient village life. So no money, what bank? Don't get misled by what appears in ISKCON as most popular and prominent activity. There are three Prabhupadas, like Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna in Mathura, and Krishna in So like that, there are three Prabhupadas. Which Prabhupada you know most? Which Krishna you know most? So what about the other two Krishnas? So which Prabhupada you know most? There is a British Prabhupada, there is an American Prabhupada, and there is a Bengali Prabhupada. So, you have a green card? At least you've been to London? So you have to go with Bengali Prabhupada. We have to follow according to our situation. If you are a devotee from America, basically Prabhupada encouraged book distribution in America, not Varnashram. Even though he gave them the idea, Gita Nagari and New Vrindavan and all that, he emphasized book distribution in America. He emphasized preaching to the aristocracy in Britain. Prabhupada, it's amazing, Prabhupada had completely different plans for different countries. America was the first place where the whole BBD activity started. Bhaktivedanta Book Press. In Britain and London, Prabhupada wanted Yadyat Atharati Sreshta. He wanted the high society to become. Even today, our London Manor is a high society temple. Prabhupada wanted Krishna consciousness for the high society. And Bengali Prabhupada, takaha apana kaje. Do let sthane sthita sutigatan tanuan manobi. You don't have to come to city and get an IIT degree and then go to Seattle and then wash parts in the temple there. There is one devotee, Hari Vilas. He told Banu Maharaj, thank you very, very much, Banu Maharaj. You people are nicely training your IIT boys in Chennai. They are of invaluable use to us. They all come to Seattle, most of them. They get job in Boeing and all that. And they are very good pot washers. But he said, they are IIT graduates from Chennai. You thank Banu Maharaj. Please don't stop your preaching in the IIT. What's the point? Indians going to how? Indians, Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoyla Ja? Bharata Bhumite Manusha Janma Hoyla Ja, get a green card and move to USA. Atrocious. We don't even know why we took birth in this country. But Mahaprabhu kindly told us, our business is not medical and engineering profession. No. You can see our faith is not so strong. Mahaprabhu, not Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu said, Janma Sarthakari means what? What do you do? What is the meaning? Janma Sarthakari? Now, we are in big hurry for finding petrol and competing with China and, you know, our whole country. Oh, you know something very interesting? People have no time to come to temple, people have no time to chant. But you know the latest thing, in thing with the corporates? To learn Chinese. That is the latest in thing in corporates. I don't mind being Malaycha and Yavana, but not Chinese. And the wonderful Brahmins are now into learning. They say Sanskrit is dead and too difficult. But Chinese? That's the latest thing for corporates to learn. Why? Indian businesses are collapsing. People tell me in Ludhiana, the Chinese have taken over Vishwaroop. One day it may so happen, probably we should pray for that. The Chinese takes over everything, and in India we have no capital to invest also. Then only we will come back to Mahaprabhu's instructions. Seriously. I mean, you're going to go back home, back to Godhead without giving a damn about Mahaprabhu's instruction? Is it possible? What is Janma Sarthakvari? And then on top of that, Parupuropakara. So Prabhupada is going to America and telling the Americans, you know, do maximum book distribution, preach like anything. It's all fine. That is American Dharma. What? Preaching to Beatles, high society, that is British Dharma. What is Dharma for devotees in India, in Islam? What is their Dharma? Huh? I mean, to distribute Bhagavad Gita to Indians and say that we are doing a great job is ridiculous. You are supposed to know Bhagavad Gita before you read ABCD. A cub bound to a lion, what it should be? First it will be a crow, then it will become a, you know, jackal, then it'll, after some time it will become a lion. Why we have to go to IITs and then get preached and then move into the temple? What did you do for 25 years? We don't have a single school to give pure Krishna consciousness. No, one single school. What about? You know what people say? Parents, Prabhu, dekho, hamara ta koi bhavishya hai nahi, hum to Hare Krishna mein aa gaya. हमारे बच्चे को छोड़ दे. उनके भविष्य को क्यों खराब कर? हमारा तो दीक्षा हो ही गया. Such a slow and lazy devotee, not interested in chanting and all that. Our job is to stay at the Govinda restaurant at the temple Friday evening, Saturday and Sunday. Till the Govinda restaurant closes at 11, you will be in the restaurant, because whoever comes to eat, that is a diner's club. So we'll get their card and their addresses. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, our job is to go out and collect the checks. And Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have to collect addresses. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll be collecting addresses. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll go out. एंड मंडे 14 चेक्स इन अ डे इवन विट टेक्स 12 o'clock इन द मिडल ऑफ द नाइट. That's not what ISKCON is, making life unbearable. In your temple, do you say transcendental life number program ki jai? Don't say that. You will be definitely offending Sridhar Maharaj. In those days, life number devotees were, they were the Mahajans. I don't know what happened to them now. They are no more Mahajans. Because the whole temple was run by membership. But you people don't know anything about it. So if you get land and cows, they're another lifestyle, not membership. So Prabhupada has different programs according to time, place and circumstances. So life membership is good, because Prabhupada wanted it, he started it. Book distribution is good because Prabhupada said nothing like that. But is that all? So Baldur Gar Center ki jai. What? You have to have some cows, some land and a model village. That should be everyday yagya there. With all natural things available. You know, once they asked me in a TV interview, actually I didn't know about it, I just happened to be in Bombay. After the class they announced, after prasadam, whoever wants to go can go in this vehicle, it goes to that place and there will be a TV interview. So, I didn't know, I just sat there and I went with something. So, after we went there, one American devotee was the head of and they said, no, this program is in Hindi. Oh, he said, no, I can't speak Hindi, I can't. Then he kind of stayed out of it. Then we asked another person, he said, I'm a South Indian, how do you expect me to know Hindi? So he also put it. I said, I'm a NRI, I'm not a South Indian, I'm in North India. So I can speak, but it's up to them. So I went, then they started. So first question is, why you people are building such expensive marble and granite temple when there are so many poor people in Bombay? And what do you want to tell them? So much money we are spending on marble and granite. So I told them two things. You know this word Jopurpati? They use it in Delhi. They use it chal. Delhi mein chal bolte kya bolte? Slum school. So I asked them, what do you want? Marble temple or marble Jopurpati? If poor people are going to build their house in marble, then how they are poor? Then I told them, that marble, it takes no labor like brick. ब्रिक के लिए मिट्टी लो, पानी में मिलाओ, उसको पिसाओ, उसको ये करो, उसको काटो, उसको सुखाओ और उसको आग में जलाओ, फिर उसको निकालो, उसको लारी में डालो, उसको ले, कितना काम है. मार्बल जस्ट पुल इट आउट एंड पुट इट ऑन द फ्लोर, डोंट इवन पॉलिश इट. आई सेड कृष्णा प्रोड्यूस मार्बल फॉर हिज टेम्पल्स, नो ह्यूमन एफर्ट इज इन्वॉल्वड. फॉर ब्रिक सो मच है. I said, all marble and granite belongs to ISKCON. Not for banks, not for offices, not for your clubs. You are free to have your, kyunki mehnat ki kamai hai. So you do your brick work. Leave all marbles for ISKCON. Because Krishna made it. This was on the spot, no? And it was called Bindas Bowl. So I kept Bindas Bowl. After that I happened to come to Chandigarh. Then one day there was a call. Said, I didn't know who was calling, but just came to the reception and then he gave the phone to me. Said, oh, please come to our house. You are on TV. I just had arrived in Chandigarh. I didn't know who was calling me. He didn't know me. They might have seen me in the temple. Please come. You are on TV. I said, Pagala. I forgot about it. Then he sent a car, asked me to come. But of course, by the time I went, it was over. Then I raked my head. No, he said, I saw you. Then I raked my head and I remembered that Sony TV pick, pata nahi kitna sal. So then I told the people, don't think you are only building a marble temple. We have a Food for Life program. Every day people come to our temple and everybody gets prasadam. So it has nothing to do with the marble. You know, this Prabhupada explains this thing. Visavashavidam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena taktena bhujita. Tena taktena bhujita. Prabhupada explains. There is no need for complicated tax laws and complicated commercial. Simple. Grass is only for the horses and cows, not for the tiger. Prabhupada says, what is my quota? If you have to worry, what is our quota? This tiger never comes and eats grass. Why? It's not his quota. So like that, we don't have to have a complicated financial, these banks, they are another terror. They make you a slave against your will. They phone and say, A loan, O loan. Initially, when you get a job, you are in such a, I'm getting 60,000 rupees. And then you just take so many loans. People don't know how to plan. It takes much more than just to get a 60,000 rupees salary. If you keep on taking, so many people's lives are in a mess. So the modern economy is actually very degrading economy. Whereas if you're part of the cow and land economy, automatically it is ennobling economy. So very kindly Prabhupada has given the actual program for us. Even Mahaprabhu, what is the meaning of sthane sthita? No passport. What is the meaning of sthane sthita? No? Simple. We are complicating our life. So complicated. Our life is so complicated now. And everybody from the village, they all want to come to the city. Tell me, is there anybody left in the village? They say, right now, the rural population is going down and the urban population is increasing like anything. Is this the way to solve all the problems, pollution, congestion? Is this the way to solve by people coming more and more? Actually, funny thing is people are not coming to city. I'm sorry. The city is going to village. The city is going to? Why we should say they are coming to city? You see all the advertisements? It's crazy. An inferiority complex. And such glorification of low model cars, nobody is interested. Low price cars, nobody is interested. Man. So, we have tea caviar right now in Punjabi Bagh, so we got this program, we are doing them. But we should know what Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu want. If Mahaprabhu actually appears and sees what goes on, Will you be able to connect? Our restaurant. Somewhere. I won't say where. Somewhere, our restaurant. They had 2.5 crores in 1 month. Good money. Prabhupada had his plans, he wanted it. That's good. All that is an adjustment. But the goal is, we should be able to transplant our consciousness to be suitable to live in Goloka. So, in our sadhana, in our consciousness, we should always be thinking, what is the best lifestyle? Even though we have to preach in the city. If you remember, Gaurakrishna Das Babaji told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, when he said, I want to go to Calcutta to preach, what did he say? What did he say? But Prabhupada told us, it's a higher purpose. Preach. But then what about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj? Did he change? Did he change his... So going to America, going to Britain, going to even China, it's fine. But we can't sacrifice our original purpose. It's like somebody wants to come to a temple, but on the way he has to go to the bank, on the way he has to go to the petrol pump, on the way he has to purchase some sabji. And then there's no time left, he goes back. Goes to ATM, goes to petrol pump, purchases sabji, mandir bandh ho gaya. Bhojan purpose is for. But when he started the mandir jana. So like that, we may do so many things and then original purpose of going back home, back to God, that's it. Hold on, no time for that. You see, it's really a little funny that we have to sell Bhagavad Gita to people for, and then wake them up and tell them, read it. Whereas Bharata Bhumite Manusha Jama Hoyla Jar. As soon as you are born, you should be born with the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Why sell it? You should be born with it. Right or wrong? Actually, this program is meant for... Where did Christmas marathon start? In Punjab Vibhag? Where did it start? Where did Christmas marathon? I know once Christmas was celebrated here, but Christmas marathon didn't start here. Where did Christmas marathon start? Where? Why not in India? India is going to be the number one country in export of cow meat. Where is Dharma? So, I'm a vegetarian. For Indian to say I'm a vegetarian is a qualification. Is it a qualification? For a policeman to say I'm an honest person, I don't steal. For a policeman to say I don't steal, I'm an honest man, is that a qualification? So, for Indians to say I'm not a non-vegetarian, I'm a vegetarian, is a qualification? वी आर सपोज टू शो द वे टू द वर्ल्ड एंड इफ वी कंपीट विद देम इन मोस्टली वी आर फॉलोइंग देम इन अवर कॉर्पोरेट वेज इन दिस वेज इन दैट वेज Prabhupada had a very special assignment of going and propagating Krishna consciousness in the Western world. And he made it very clear, my Guru Maharaj ordered me to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world. And I'm ordering people in the Western world to preach Krishna consciousness to Indians. My spiritual master told me to do this and I'm telling my disciples to do this. They get Indian quality Krishna consciousness, we get imported quality of Krishna consciousness. Foreign Krishna consciousness. And they get Indian quality Krishna consciousness. We get British and American quality Krishna. Which is better? Which is better? Indian quality, useless, imported, yes, very good. That is how our movement took root in India. And the whole thing is, if Americans will do it, we have to do it. It's our dharma to follow Americans. I was in Chandigarh, one Punjabi fellow. You American? You American? I didn't know what he was saying. You American? You know what he said? Sir, are you an American? That is Punjabi. You American? My life was made. Somebody thought I'm an American. My life is successful. Actually, in Chennai, there's a place called Mount Road and there's a US embassy there. Early morning by 5:30, maybe before, because 8 o'clock the office opens. And people will come from Hyderabad because only Chennai was the main embassy. People will come from Kerala, Karnataka, Andhra. And on the Mount Road, on the sidewalk, because there is no, before 8 o'clock, nobody can enter. It's closed. Nobody can enter means nobody can enter. So they want to go their job first and go back, maybe they go and go back to their place by evening. So they want to come first and get the things done. On the road, on the sidewalk, doctorates, you know, professors, whoever had to go to America, will be sitting on the sidewalk. Actually sitting on the sidewalk, and a couple of times when I saw that, I got confused. Such educated, high-class people, what they are doing sitting on the road? I didn't understand, they had come for a visa, you know, they are going to later public. Every amazing sight. Can you imagine people sitting on the sidewalk to come for Mangal Arati and you don't open the gate 5 minutes before Mangal Arati? There's a whole line of people sitting out there. You better have a nice place for them to sit. From tomorrow people will be coming. And once I was going to the Delhi airport, 4:30, long line of cars going to the airport, 4:30 in the morning. I think we should have one Mangal Arati at the airport. Then they will never say it's too early, I have no time, because they are all going to the airport anyway, but 4:30 in the morning. At least we should have one TV screen and Mangal Arati is on. I was told somebody offered us a shop in the airport. Check it out. In Delhi airport, there was an offer for this conference shop. Check it out.
We have to do much better. Though it says if you are claiming you are a Vaishnava, you have to guard against them. So if you are claiming you are an Indian Vaishnava, you better have to do a lot more than this. Book distribution is going on in Siberia. What's the big deal? As Indians, what we are supposed to do? Our children? You know, we are sending our children to the regular school, and somebody's children, you are shaving them up. Our children? Mother's pride and spiritual master child. Totally artificial. Totally artificial. You see, I'm a funny guy. I'm saying all these things and I'm speaking in English. Victim. What? Victim of this life. But of course, luckily I can speak one or two Indian languages, so you cannot blame me much. Hindi also I can speak, but I won't be able to put these things so well. Of course, Prabhupada, he purified the English language. He purified it. Because Tirtha Kurvanti Tirthani. So, Prabhupada is a multi-dimensional personality. We should not get stuck to one dimension. Multi-dimensional personality. See, this Samvidhan, Bharat Ki Samvidhan is concerned only with a few states. But Prabhupada wants to give Krishna consciousness. Just one country? How much more he has to think? To give this to anyone and everyone. There is one wonderful book, I must mention this. It's a very wonderful book. That is from where I got this idea. British Prabhupada. There's a book called When the Sun Shines. England is one of the most beautiful places, Prabhupada said. Even though he said London is hell. When the sun shines, England is one of the most beautiful places. And most wonderful pictures of Prabhupada were shot on the lawn in the manor. All that Prabhupada is sitting with a bead bag like this, with a hand like this, on the child next to him. All that was shot on the lawn in the manor. Very royal, aristocratic looking Prabhupada. So this book says how Prabhupada touched the heart. 199 British devotees, 199 men were initiated there in the London area. 200 men were initiated there and 99 women were initiated, and all their names are put in that. So this book is all about those people's interaction with Prabhupada and their feelings. Extraordinary book. Similarly, there is another book about ISKCON in US, Radha Damodar Vilas. That's when I got the idea. American Prabhupada, British Prabhupada, Bengali. The fact, I'm not making it up. Because Prabhupada was master in time, place and circumstances. How he engaged people. At one point Prabhupada told in America, he said, we don't want temples. It's too difficult to maintain and run it. We'll have hundreds of buses going everywhere in this country and doing programs and distributing books and making books. Something happened and Prabhupada said, forget about keeping it in. There are hundreds of buses. Our Sankirtan buses are coming from that. You know how Nagar Kirtan started in ISKCON? Who started Nagar Kirtan in ISKCON? Huh? How? How do you know? Huh? Really? I'm recycling. But it's eternal. So one God Purnima day, Prabhupada came and he Aarti, everything done, and he was going back after lecture. He said, fasting today, chant and read, you know, Shravan Kirtan, do all day. He was fasting. So about 11 o'clock, two devotees, they were doing chanting and all that. Then they looked at each other, and both of them got out and went out of the temple. And one had Kartal and one had Mudanda. So their idea was, Prabhupada is staying close by, maybe we can get a darshan. So we'll just go, because not much to do. So when they were walking, they were just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then the other fellow was looking. And they were playing. So at some distance, Prabhupada heard the call and the kartal. And he didn't know what happened, where he was. Vidhanda and kartal and Mahamantra just got out of his room. Whatever he was doing, he dropped the guard out and opened the door and came up the balcony. And he saw these two devotees. And he went like this. So actually these two devotees were nervous. They thought if we go to see Prabhupada and Prabhupada is busy, he may get disturbed. So when he came out of the door and said, they turned back and went. They went back. They thought Prabhupada is saying, what are you doing? You're disturbing me. And then Prabhupada called his servant. Bring them, go bring them. They came running after them, they started running. Guru Apara. Prabhupada was so thrilled, he said, oh, you started like a kirtan. And how they distributed books, you know, petrol pump. George Harrison, how he started making records for his car? Because somebody came to our temple and he said, I want to, if you people want, I can help you to make a record. That's my business. So somebody went to Prabhupada and said, we can make a, then that is called the happening album. No, yeah, I'm ready. So he wanted to say, I don't want music, I want some prose along with the music. Prabhupada said, yes, fine. Then he gave a date, Prabhupada went there. The studio was busy. 3 hours Prabhupada waited for the program to be over. He waited there for 3 hours and the record was made. And Prabhupada spoke that prose, even a dog can chant. That comes from that. I had no plan, just somebody walked in and said, I want to make an album, are you people do you want? And he himself said, I want my record to be a little different from other records. I want some prose in it. That is Prabhupada's entire speech about transcendental autocrat. Just like that happened. And because of that record, it went everywhere. And when they went to England, by the time this was already heard by George Harrison, and he knew about it. And when George Harrison started getting into it, you know, Maharaj, one of the lectures, when Prabhupada is in Russia, one fellow asked Shyam Sundar, do you have any dollars? He says, no. Do you have any jeans? He says, no. Do you have any Beatle records? Shyam Sundar says, Beatle records? But we have Guru of the Beatles with us here. We have? Huh? Take me. And that was Ananta Shanti. Prabhupada gave him everything in 5 days. What? And he started. What a wonderful name Prabhupada gave. Ananta Shanti. Because those people are always talking about peace. Russia. Ananta Shanti. What a name. In 5 days he was initiated. After that. Prabhus, we are distributing Bhagavad Gita. In Russia, you know what they used to do? How book was distributed, Bhagavad Gita, in those days? One Bhagavad Gita will be copied by 400 people, word by word. People will write down the whole book for their copy. You didn't know about it? Initial days, it was so difficult to get the books across. Afterwards, they woke up to a very nice trick. The trains going from Europe to Russia. So, some people will travel on the train, and before the border comes, devotees will leave one Russian Bhagavad Gita. This is much later. One Russian Bhagavad Gita, they will give to your people, or they will leave it in the seat. And they will get down. They will get down just before the train leaves. Because by the time the train stops, it will be in Russia. So the books are already in Russia. If there is somebody traveling, they will give the book to him. Otherwise, they will just leave it in the seat. And the main train leaves Russia, somebody will get it. That was the book distribution. Amazing way, the Russian Yatra. But before that, they used to get, they have to write their own copy of Bhagavad Gita. You have to write it down. Amazing. How ISKCON became a worldwide movement is unbelievable. So my 10 o'clock. Where is the sun? It can't be 10 o'clock. So you have to wake up and understand what ISKCON is. It's not monotonous, stereotyped, straight-jacketed. Yes, Vyavasaya Atmika Buddhi Ekeho Kuru Nandana. True. But Swadharmo Nidharam Shreya Paradharmo Bhayav. So we must do Krishna conscious program by the Indians, for the Indians, of the Indians. We may do other things, but that is not actually Swadharma. What is that? What does that mean? We have to do something for the cows. We have to do something for living on the land. Fortunately, one person who is into it, they are having, of course, very elementary, very rudimentary. They are having about 6-7 grihasthas with about 12 children, you know, far away from the city, and no electricity. They are having a program like that. I attended one Sunday Aarti there. One 6-year-old boy was blowing the conch, and one small boy was doing the Aarti, and one small boy was playing the Mridanga, and another small boy was playing the Kartar. It was ecstatic. Only a hut, and only oil lamps. And they have to finish that. They already had their dinner before the Sandhya Aarti. After they finish, before 8, they are in bed. Everybody, children, adults, everybody is in bed by 8 o'clock. And they all wake up by 3:30, including the children. Such a program is going on. Very rudimentary, but a very good model. We should definitely do something. Is Bahadurgarh considered a village? Bahadurgarh is considered a village? We have any other place? We should have one simple program. One simple program as a model, so that we can tell people we have not forgotten our original purpose. So, in Mayapur also, you know, it's expensive to live there. Same in Vrindavan. Expensive to live in Vrindavan. That it, actually we should consider Vrindavan a transcendental place, because the current place you cannot buy any land. In transcendental place you may get some accommodation. But now there's no competition. So my idea is, please think about Bengali Prabhupada. We love American Prabhupada, we adore British Prabhupada, but let us work for Bengali Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada's land and cows was his Gita Nagari program, like that. And Prabhupada, he mentioned about it, even in his last days. So let us not get lost in the crowd. Let's do something for that. And it takes only a few people to understand and implement it. Otherwise we will lose Bengali Prabhupada. We will lose. Only British and American Prabhupada will be with us. I'm sorry for making it such a boring class, but Varnashrama is boring. Living on the land with a cow must be definitely boring. Nobody wants to do it. But that's what Krishna does. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.